WRJN Racine. So both teams will get final instructions, and then we'll get this one underway. Again, the Hawks won the toss and deferred, so the Panthers will start with the ball. And Jalen Vaughn will bring him out like he did a few weeks ago, Dylan, when we had them in that game against Oak Creek.
And you never know, last game of the year might start with some sort of surprise onside kick, anything like that. Just be ready for anything. That's what I would preach all night long if I'm a coach of either one of these teams. Neither team has anything to lose. Both teams want to win that final game of the season, so be ready for anything here tonight, Dick. Trick plays, any sort of stuff like that.
All right, so waiting for the Hawks to come out.
Wish Sports just put out a very interesting tweet here, Dick. 173 of the 193 games on the slate tonight either have a video feed or a radio affiliate for the games tonight. So,
wow, interesting.
Pretty cool to see.
All right, waiting for the Hawks to come out. Actually, Park Panthers have huddled up, and they'll come back out. Deep to receive the kick should be Eastland. And DeLeon for the Park Panthers. And then Phillips. Hope I'm pronouncing that right for the Hawks. Phillips is the kicker. And Park will defend the north end zone. And the Hawks will start from the south. Looks like we have a different kicker than we were given. Okay, Zane. What's that last name there, Dylan? You want to give it a shot?
They switched again, Dick. It's Brody Schrader.
Okay, so Schrader kicked off. We'll make note of that.
The kick went to Elijah Senft, and he brought it out near the 30-yard line for Park, Dick.
All right, so first and 10 for the Panthers. They mark it at the 29. Vaughn will bring him out. And again, hopefully he keeps his cool tonight. He got frustrated a couple times. Last time we had him, we got two wideouts to the left and one to the right. Vaughn back to pass right away. Throws downfield. Incomplete. Was intended for Santoya White. Then that's Natavian Santoya White. I believe he's a basketball player, too.
Yep, we seen him last year in that sectional final run that they had.
Yep.
Was a key contributor in the regional final game at Park that we covered.
So it brings up second and 10 at the 29-yard line for Vaughn. Vaughn's got two to the right. And one to the left, got a man in motion. Now he rolls out, throws, complete. Coming up the middle is Santoya White again. 6 foot, 225 pounds. He's a load to bring down. So to bring up third down, see where they spot it.
And he was a big center for them, able to lock down that post, get a lot of rebounds, and is a key target on the first two plays of the game here tonight for Park.
So third and five at the 34 for Vaughn. Again, two to the right, two to the left this time. Back to pass. He gets flushed out of the pocket. Wants to run with it now. Trying to get to the side. And he's going to come up short of that first down, Vaughn does. He's got to protect that ball better, too, by the way.
He's carrying it very loosely out there, but fortunately for the Park Panthers, did not fumble.
So that'll bring up fourth down. That should bring in Freeman, Jacob Freeman, 5'9", 170-pound senior, to punt away. Dylan twirls those fingers to get that clock going.
I was signaling. They sent Vaughn right back out there. They're going for this.
Oh, okay. And now it looks, yep, they got Vaughn out there in the pistol. Vaughn hands it off. Trying to come to the side is Ozier. And based on where they mark it, it looks like he's got a first down, and they move those chains. So first and 10 for our Park Panthers. 10:43 to go. Went out of bounds. Okay, this is our first time to see how they chop that clock in now.
There's a cool scoreboard here, Dick. They have the big video board with the time, and they also have the old, older-looking scoreboard underneath.
Yeah, nice. All right, first and 10 at the 41-yard line of the Panthers. No score, just underway. 10:43 to go in our first quarter. Vaughn in the pistol. Hand it off. We got a flag here. That was by Seft, Elijah Seft, on the carry for the Panthers.
Based on the locational flag, this is either going to be a holding or a face mask.
And let's see that mechanic from the referee there. Yep. So that'll bring it back 10 yards. This is what Coach Mattson talked about, Dylan. Discipline.
Yep, staying disciplined tonight and not having mental errors.
So clock gets chopped in, down about 10:30 to go in our first quarter. Vaughn brings him out, this time in the gun. Has one to the right, one to the left. Back to pass goes Vaughn. Throws it out here. It's complete. Complete to Kamari Wright. Kamari Wright with the reception. Nice play that time by Vaughn.
Hey, he's only listed as 5'7" on the roster, but he looks a lot taller out there. Could be those shoulder pads. They always make somebody look taller than they are.
So to bring up second and short for the Panthers. No score. Under 10 to play in the first quarter. First possession by the Panthers. Vaughn in the gun. He's got wideouts to both to the right and the left. Hawks showing blitz. They throw it this time. Catch and run. Nothing there, though, for DeLeon.
The Hawks there on that play brought both linebackers up through the middle, blitzed both sides of the center, forced a quick throw by Vaughn. Luckily, it was a play that he wanted to get out quick, but they had great coverage there on the boundary and able to tackle him down for no gain.
Yeah, they've run that catch and run. We saw it a lot against Oak Creek. All right. So it brings up third down. Third and four for Vaughn. Multiple receivers. Vaughn's going to keep it. He's got the first down, down to the 40, down to about the 39-yard line of the Hawks. And I don't see any flags, so they'll move the chains. And it's first down. And that official chops that clock in right away. As soon as those sticks got moved, Dylan.
Yep, hopefully it keeps a good pace here all night long for us, Dick.
All right, first and 10. They do mark it at the 40 for Vaughn. He's got three to the right and one to the left. Throws it in the flat to Seft. So to bring up second down. Second and three, 7:50 to go in our first quarter.
Yeah, Park already almost taking 5 minutes here on the first drive of the game. Just controlling the pace, doing their thing. Trying to get points on the board here.
So Vaughn in an empty backfield. He's got four to the right this time and one to the left. Vaughn throws it, dumps it off, complete to DeLeon. And he pushes it forward. Going to be short, though. Nope. Gave it to him.
Yeah, they marked him just inside that 30-yard line down to the 29.
Yeah.
Nice catch through traffic and able to fight through the Hawk defenders.
All right, so first and 10. At the 29-yard line of Kenosha Indian Trail. Vaughn in the gun. Almost lost it. Hands it off to Ozier. And he goes forward with it. So to bring up second down, as Dylan said, they just keep running that clock. We're down to 6:30 to go in our first quarter.
Yeah, Indian Trail yet to have a possession, and we're already halfway through the first quarter.
Just a deliberate possession here by the Panthers. All right, Vaughn in the gun. Has a man go in motion. Wants to roll out, and they come after him, and they get him. They dump him for a loss. So good job that time by the Hawks defense.
And they made easy work of that offensive line on that play right there and brought down for the big sack.
So 5:40 to go now in our first quarter. Panthers on the move, though. So it's back at the 32. Third and 13 for Vaughn. He's got two wideouts to the right. Here they come again after Vaughn. Now dumps it out there. Oh, just out of the reach of Eastland.
He had him open.
He did.
He got forced to his right and had to kind of jump pass. So it's not a pass that he wanted to make, but he had him open there past the Indian Trail defender.
So clock stops with 5:18 to go in our first quarter. As that Jumbotron says, get louder to the Indian Trail fans. Beautiful, beautiful scoreboard. Fourth and 13 for Vaughn. He's in the gun. And now we have stoppage of play. And it's a timeout by the Park Panthers, so we'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to high school football streaming live on DG Sports.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's freezer pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
They'll try it again. 4th and 13 here at the 32-yard line of Indian Trail. Hawks showing blitz. This time Vaughn keeps him inside. Got his man. Had him open over his Centoya Whites. Over out of the reach of his hands, but he should have caught that.
Yeah, he had a... Could have took a step or two back. Would have had easy first down. Nobody nearby him, Dick.
So we'll see the Hawks for the first time tonight. And they'll be led by Sam Gallo.
Indian Trail with a huge break on that, Dick. Very long drive.
Oh, wide open, too. I mean, he had yardage in front of him. So Gallo brings him out. He's in the gun. He's got wideouts to the left. Gallo on the keeper. And gets some yardage. Gets minimal yardage to start that drive for the Hawks at the 5-minute mark of our first quarter. Time wide outs to the right and to the left, and he keeps again, Gallo. And they might mark him just a little bit short of that first down. And they did give it to him. All right, in the gun. Once again, Gallo. Keeps it again, and he's gone, maybe 40, 30, cuts back to the outside, and gets down to the 25, 26-yard line of Park. Goes Samuel Gallo, 5'11", senior, and you heard Coach Hoffman when I talked to him in pregame, and he said he does it all. That he's had played quarterback, so this is not a drop-off from Perez. So first and 10 at the 24-yard line of Park. And what do you think about that, Dylan?
It is a great run.
It was. Credit the offensive line there for the Hawks. Keeps it again. And gets 5-6 yards again there. As we're down to 4 minutes to go. In our first quarter. And they have not had an answer for him yet. Gallo in the gun. He's got a wide out to the left and one to the right. Back to pass. This time throws in the flat. Incomplete. And they go no huddle. Third and 5 for Gallo. Keeps it again. Fakes it. And this time they met him. Nice play by the Park defense. So to bring up fourth down.
A big fourth down play here. The Hawks bringing in a very large fullback-looking player.
Alex Bailey comes in, checks in for the Hawks.
6'2", 245.
Yeah.
We'll see if he makes a big block here on this crucial fourth down.
And we got a timeout coming up here by the Hawks. So we'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Football on DG Sports.
Welcome to Lings on Lathrop. More than just a gas station, your locally owned and operated Sitco has been on the corner of Lathrop and 20th Street in Racine for over 50 years. They're open every day from 5 a.m. to midnight. Fill up, then visit the convenience store to grab a snack, a meal, a hot cup of coffee, or some groceries. That's Lings on Lathrop, L-I-E-U-N-G-H. Looking for great atmosphere and mouthwatering food, the goodness at Doc's is simple. Good food, good service, and a good time. Selections range from outstanding appetizers, sandwiches, and burgers, like mom-made entrees, fish fries, and awesome daily specials. Call Doc's to host your next group gathering or to cater your next event. Stop in to catch a bite after a high school sporting event or on the weekend for that big game. That's Doc's on the Fox, located right on the Fox River in Waterford.
All right, Gallo in the pistol, hands it off. And I think he's got the first down. All right, Gallo in the pistol again. First and 10 at the 13-yard line. He keeps it after the fake. He's down to the 10 and goes out of bounds at about the 6-yard line, Gallo. So another nice run by Sam.
Hey, he ran a great play fake there, Dick.
This time hands it off to Urban on that inside draw. So at the 2-yard line, I believe. See if Gallo keeps it here. He's got a wide out to the right. Gives it to Urban, and he scores. Nathan Urban with the touchdown to make our score 6-0. So the Hawks drive all the way down and get it.
That's a great drive, Dick. A lot of great play art on that play and just powered their way into the end zone.
Now the extra point to be attempted. By Philippus, and it's good. So with 2:30 to go in our first quarter, it's now the Hawks 7, the Panthers 0. So good possession there by the Indian Trail Hawks.
Yeah, they go down 4 minutes there almost on that drive. Just a lot of first downs, a lot of great quarterback fakes, which half the defense bit on. Just a lot of great play calling there on that drive. We'll see if Park can answer, Dick. A bunch of the players already kind of hanging their heads. Now what you want to see, it's the first quarter you guys put an impressive drive on already. You just got to keep things going and stay positive.
So we'll see how this kickoff goes with 2:30 to go. Different kicker now for the Hawks. And it was Schroeder. And bringing the kickoff back is Kamari Wright for the Panthers, and they'll start in good field position.
Yeah, I almost thought he was tackled by his helmet, but he must have had a piece of the jersey there that we didn't see from up here.
So we'll see what Vaughn and the Panthers can do with 2:24 to go in our first quarter. Here at Indian Trail Academy, very nice facility.
Yeah, I was impressed when we pulled up. Dick, it almost had a college feel with how big the campus is and everything like that.
All right, first and 10 at the 40-yard line, Parks 40-yard line for Vaughn. He's in the gun. He's got a wide out to the right and two to the left. Hands it off, trying to get to the outside. Is Ozier. And I don't think he gained anything there. So clock continues to run. We're closing in on 2 minutes to go in our first quarter. 7-0's our score. Hawks with the lead. Both teams trying to end their season on a winning note, having both only won one game in conference. Vaughn brings him out again in the gun. He's got three to the right, one to the left. Vaughn back to pass, throws it here in the flat, complete. Trying to get away. Now shifts directions, and they throw him for a big loss, his son, Toya White. So, not thinking there.
No, I mean, he already trucked one of the defenders. Keep going north and south. Instead, he goes east and west, 5 yards back towards his own end zone, and a huge loss on that second down play, Dick. I do have our first update of the night as well from the other Kenosha game. Racine Case is up 14-0 early in that one.
Okay.
No surprise there.
Nope. Under a minute to go here in this first quarter. And again, if Case ends up with an 8-1 record, I gotta almost think they'd be a 2 seed, which would give them probably 2 home games. Vaughn in the gun. Here comes the rush. Fumbles the ball. And I don't know if he got it back or not. We'll wait for the signal.
It looks like he did recover it.
He did recover it.
Yeah. I'm surprised the Indian Trail player tried to scoop it there. You'd rather just jump on the ball, get that fumble. But, you know, it still puts Indian Trail in a great position as Parks pinned way deep in their own territory now.
So 4th and 19. Should say 4th. 4th and 31 at the 19-yard line. And that'll end our first quarter of play with our score. Indian Trail 7, Park 0. We'll step away for 60 seconds. You're listening to high school football streaming live on DG Sports.
Take the first step towards a more independent life. Test drive a Golden or Pry Power chair or scooter and reclaim your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Crafted for the utmost comfort and convenience. Visit Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted choice for power mobility solutions. An authorized Pride and Golden dealer backed by the Never Pay MSRP guarantee. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season just right. Ferraro's is Racine's go-to for classic pizzas, crispy fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. 50 years running. Feast on the Bratwurst pizza this October. Loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. Plus, check out the delicious frozen pizzas, perfect for carryout or for your next big fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Beecham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
All right, back to live action here at Indian Trail. We start our second quarter. 7-0 is our score. IT with the lead. So Gallo, bring him out. I should say the Park Panthers are going to punt it away. And then free. It's Garrity on the return from Freeman. So now the Hawks will go on offense. So that was Jacob Freeman that punted that ball away for the Panthers. So the Hawks will start at their 49-yard line, first and 10. Gallo will bring him out. He was pretty much the offense on that first possession. Hands it off. And pushing up the middle. Looks like that was Urban again. Gallo in the gun. Fakes it, then keeps it. It's down to the 30, to the 20. And again, he faked me out. That was Sam Gallo on the on the keeper.
Had a great run up the middle. The play art, you know, they've done a lot of fakes and counters, and they're trying to get you confused, Dick.
So Gallo brings him out. In the pistol, wide outs to the right and to the left. Now tried to throw it, faked the handoff, then tried to throw it, and it was deflected by a Park Panther.
Had great pressure off the edge. Looks like he wanted to roll out there. The pressure was there. As he went to make the pass, the Park player just jumped up into the air and deflected that pass. That was Emmanuel Lewis there for the Panthers.
Right, it'll bring up second and 10 at the 17. Once again, in the pistol. Hands it off and pulling it all the way up the middle is Urban. Urban on a beautiful drive right up the middle for the Hawks.
Right into the umpire's lap, and he did end up throwing a penalty there, Dick.
Oh, we'll wait. We'll wait and see what's coming up.
I have a feeling this one's going to go against the Hawks.
So the clock stops with 10:53 to go in our first half. Stick around at halftime. We'll have our Week 8 WithSports.net coaches poll. And we'll talk playoff scenarios some more. And talk about some other conferences as Dylan dives into that a little bit more than I do. He's got one conference that is of interest to him, and that's the conference that Cudahy plays in, as they're in a ball game tonight that could get them in the playoffs. All right, so it brings the ball back to the 23-yard line, second and 16 for Gallo. He's got two wide outs to the left. Now goes under center, and it's, oh, razzle-dazzle by the Hawks. Complete.
Hey, Dick, a bunch of trickery there. The quarterback Callow lined up by the guard, confusing everybody. Nathan Urban was behind the center, took the snap in the shotgun, handed it off to Garrity, who completed it to Callow. Oh.
Wild.
A lot of trick play. Yep. As I mentioned earlier, last game of the year,
yes.
You know,
yes.
You got to do whatever it takes to get a win tonight.
Yep. And a penalty coming up, too.
Yep. A tough break for Park. Not only do you give up the crazy trick play there, you have a face mask. Luckily, it was only a 5-yarder.
Yep.
But, yeah. Not a good way to start this game, Dick, for Park.
All right, so first.
First and goal here.
First and goal at the 7. Keeps it. Gallo doesn't. He runs it in from 7 yards out to make it 13-0.
Very impressed, Dick, so far. Indian Trail, they've kind of hung around with a lot of the big dogs, you could say, in the Southeast all year. A lot of their games weren't really lopsided. Some weren't. But, you know, they're showcasing some of their abilities here tonight, moving the ball with ease against Park.
All right, now the extra point to be tried by Phillips, I believe. There's the snap. The kick is up, and the kick is good. So with 10:23 to go in our first half, it's now Indian Trail 14, Park 0. So an early audition for DG Sports Player of the Game by Mr. Gallo.
Yeah, he's played very well here so far through a quarter and 2 minutes. Just controlling the pace of the game, dominating this Park defense.
So something needs to happen for the Panthers as they bring back they got Seft back as one of the kick returners. And Freeman, it looks like. There's the kick. That was by Schroeder. Fielded. Trying to come to the outside. Gets away. He's to the 40. And takes it up to about the 45-yard line. Was Kamari right?
Had a great return there. Able to get some big yardage and set Park up in great field position here.
So let's see if the Panthers can do something this time with the ball with 10:13 to go. First and 10 at their own 44-yard line. 14-0 is our score. The Hawks with the lead over the Panthers. Vaughn will bring him out in the gun. He's got two to the right. Vaughn fakes the handoff and keeps it, and they bury him. Bury him for a loss.
Grant Manning, senior defensive lineman, with a great breakthrough on that line, did not fall for the play fake, and a huge loss for that Park Panthers team. While we have a little lull here, Dick, it is now 28-0 after a pick six. Case just showing their dominance over Bradford.
Boy, they want that they want that rematch with Franklin if it ever gets to that point.
They brought it up in the post-game interview last week.
Yes, they did. Vaughn now back to pass again, rolling out. Gets flushed out of the pocket, trying to throw it down. Completes it. This time completes it to Santoya White. And they just took his legs from under him.
Yeah, he jumped up high to get that one. Took about one step, and here came the Indian Trail defender and took him out low. Kind of toppling him over there.
So it'll be first and 10 for Park with 9:14 to go. Vaughn will bring him out in the pistol. He's got wide outs to the right and to the left. At the Indian Trail 40. Vaughn hands it off and getting nice yardage there. DeLeon on that carry.
I couldn't tell, Dick, if that was 11 or 21.
I think it was 21 after.
I think you're right.
He kind of tried to massage his jersey after he.
Yeah, they're getting a little scrunched up.
Yep. Vaughn again in the gun. Multiple wide receivers both ways. This time getting a first down. Is DeLeon again.
That's his main back.
Should
there.
Go to him now.
Yeah, they've had plenty of success with him compared to Vaughn trying to run the ball.
Clock starts up again. Under 8 to play now in our first half. 14-0 is our score. Indian Trail with the lead. Clock continues to run as Vaughn will bring him out. Vaughn in the pistol. He's got two to the left and one to the right. Hands it off again, and he's got good cuts back inside to about the 22. Is DeLeon.
Play after play after play continuing to go with him, and it's working, Dick.
Good vision by DeLeon. Seeing where the hole is, can cut back inside. Closing in on 7 minutes to go in our first half. The Panthers on the move. They're scoreless so far as Indian Trail has put up 14 already. So Vaughn will bring him out. Once again in the pistol. He's got three to the left and one to the right. Now we got a timeout coming. And I believe it's by the Park Panthers. So let's step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to high school football streaming live on DG Sports.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa, enchiladas, or indulge in fresh guacamole. Brimming with lively flavor, your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
All right, back to live action here. 14-0 is our score. Indian Trail with the lead. Dylan's working that board to see if he can get more scores as Vaughn brings him out in the pistol. He's got three to his left and one to his right. Hands it off again to DeLeon. This time he kind of hesitates, and not much there. They can take the timeout now off the Jumbotron. Closing in on 6 minutes to go. So it's third and three at the 23-yard line for Vaughn. Two down territory here. Vaughn in the gun. Throws over the middle. Oh, batted down. Batted down by the Hawks. He was looking for Santoya White. So it brings up fourth down.
It is a great pass breakup there by Alex Bailey to force this fourth down.
So it stops the clock with 5:45 to go in our first half.
Dick, Case Bradford's going to start the second quarter with a running clock. It was far again. Back-to-back plays, pick sixes. For Case, they're up 35-0 with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter.
Boy, they brung it tonight.
Trying to send a message as they go into the playoffs.
So in the gun was Vaughn. Back to pass. Gets chased out of there now. Dumps it off. Complete. He's got the first down, down to about the 10. Is De Leon. De Leon, kind of a rush pass by Vaughn as he was going to be hit and did enough to get that first down.
Had a great little play fake and dump off over the middle like that.
So clock starts up again, 5:20 to go in our first half. 14-0 is our score. The Panthers down by two scores. Vaughn in the pistol. Wideouts to the left and to the right. Hands it off again to De Leon. So to bring up second down.
And they've done a great job to be able to get him the ball here tonight. And he's done a lot with his opportunities.
So they say he picked up one there. So it brings up second and nine. And again, we didn't see much place kicking by the Panthers in pregame. So I would think they're trying to go in here. In for a score. So Vaughn in the gun. Got wide outs to the right and to the left. Throws over to middle, complete. To Eastland. Eastland on the reception. And we got another timeout called here. We'll keep it here, though.
That's interesting. Coach Mattson taking his third timeout of the first half.
With 4 minutes to go.
Yeah, just a little surprising. But clearly there's something going on that he didn't like, whether there was confusion on the play call or what have you. Whatever the case, he was not happy with what was going on.
And look at that moon out there to the east.
Beautiful amber, orangish colored looking moon. This time of year, you know, a full moon tonight. That's a very nice treat we get, Dick.
Yeah. Well, it's football weather tonight, though, no doubt about it.
Yep.
Not too many people in short sleeve shirts tonight.
Nope. The sun was out, kept it a little warmer, and with the sun settling down, it's now starting to get cooler out there, Dick. It's 6:48. A lot of our games have still not even kicked off yet. Still have 12 minutes before a lot of those will kick off. So we'll continue to try and see what's out there.
So first and goal for Park at the 4-yard line of Indian Trail. Vaughn, he was in the pistol, handed it off to De Leon. No gain, second down, second and goal.
They've had good success going again with his number, but unable to do anything there on that play.
This might be a time when Vaughn should think about running that quarterback draw. Vaughn in the gun. Tries to get rid of it. And it was a lad. It was a backward pass. Not a smart play by Vaughn. So with 3:14 to go in our first half, the ball changes hands back to Indian Trail. So dissect that one for us, Dylan.
I thought it was a pass attempt that went forward. But
you did? Okay.
Yeah. Not a huge fan of that one, but we're up here, they're down there, and that's their call.
That's why I waited and wanted to question you.
Is that what you saw too?
I pretty much saw it that way, but
Yeah, we're up here, they're down there, and
I don't want listeners to think we're homers because we try to call it both ways. As Gallo brings it out, he's in the gun. He's got a wide out to the right. And then we have a stoppage of play here. So a 5-yard penalty coming up against the Hawks.
Indian Trail wanted to swap the ball out there, Dick, and maybe they gave him a kicking ball or something like that.
Yeah.
They did switch balls between plays.
And keep in mind, Indian Trail deferred, so they're going to get the third quarter kickoff. Gallo on the delayed handoff, but handed off. And a very nice play by the Park Panthers. As they catch Caden Williams back near the goal line, Dylan.
Yeah, it was a weird play. He just kept getting pushed back and back and back and got pushed out of bounds all the way at the 1-yard line.
Yeah, so it's 2nd and 21 at the 1-yard line of Indian Trail. Gallo now throws it in the flat, complete. Gets him out of trouble a little bit. That was Williams on the reception for the Hawks. Clock continues to run, closing in on 2 minutes to go in our first half.
Hey, do you think they'll implement that 2-minute timeout that they started at the college level now?
Yeah, I wonder if that's a good point.
I wonder if it's even on the table as a possible thing. I haven't heard anything of it for high school, but a lot of the officials I, you know, reffed with and stuff, they're a big fan of that 2-minute timeout.
Well, once that meeting comes up after the playoffs are over for football, we'll see what happens. Gallo, back to pass in the end zone, airs it out here. He's got a man, incomplete.
A lot of early contact there, Dick. This is going to be a flag for pass interference against Park.
Yeah, was intended for Williams, but they're going to flag the defender for the Park Panthers. So it gives the Hawks new life.
Almost close enough to be a good play, but at the same time, the contact came just early before the ball.
And again, the Park Panthers have played a nice half. They just shot themselves in the foot twice in that red zone. So 1:33 to go in our first half. 14-0 is our score. Hawks with the lead over the Panthers. This time on the keeper, Gallo. And gets enough for the first down, so that'll move the chains. 1:30 to go in our first half. Now Gallo back to pass. Goes forward, throws it. Completes it, but there's a flag down.
This is going to be one of their linemen. He was about 5 yards past that line of scrimmage.
Okay.
It's going to be an eligible downfield. I think they should pick this one up, in my opinion, Dick.
Let's see what they do here. There you go, Dylan.
I think the umpire saw the lineman a step behind him.
Yeah.
But the umpire didn't realize he was also a yard past the scrimmage into their backfield.
So 1:14 to go in our first half. As Gallo brings him out. He's got three to the right, two to the left. Wide outs. Throws now. Deflected there. Knocked away. So that'll stop the clock again.
Kamari Walker for the Panthers on that pass deflection, Dick.
So it brings up third and 10 at the 26-yard line of Indian Trail. They lead 14-0. They don't want to do anything stupid here because they're going to get the third quarter kickoff.
Yep, just want to be able to convert a first down, maybe break away a long run, but you don't want to give points to the Panthers.
So Gallo, bring him out. Got two to the right. Now he rolls out. Being chased, now throws, incomplete. So nice job that time by the Park Panthers.
Had a great drive there by the defense to be able to, other than that penalty, it would have been another three and out for Indian Trail.
So 1:04, clock stops. So Phillips is in the punt for the Hawks. There's the punt. It's a nice one. And Seft is going to let it roll. And then the Hawks finally down it. At about the 35-yard line of Park. With 50 seconds to go in our half. 14-0. Indian Trail with the lead.
It's been a great football game here tonight so far, Dick.
And again, give these two teams a lot of credit because they're playing for pride tonight because either one of them's going to the playoffs next week.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
All right, Vaughn will bring him out. He's only got 50 seconds. See if he's got something he can dial up here. He's in the gun. He's got wide outs to the left and also two to the right. Vaughn back to pass, throws, gets it out here, incomplete, intended for Kamari Wright. So it'll stop the clock with 45 seconds to go. So again, at halftime, we'll have our Wisports.net coaches poll. We'll hear from quite a few of our sponsors that make these games possible. And then we'll also go through some playoff, quite a bit of playoff information for our listeners. Vaughn in the pistol, delayed handoff. Trying to get outside was Santoya White. So it brings up third down with 20 seconds and counting. They might let this run out.
Yeah, I don't see why. I mean, last game of the year, nothing to lose. You might as well take a shot.
We talked about that, yeah.
Take a shot and see what happens. But Park Panther players are walking off the field.
Yep. And that's the end of our first half of play with our score. Kenosha Indian Trail 14, Racine Park 0. We'll step away for 2 minutes to hear from some of our sponsors.